There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Nick Harper's on the line from New York. First chat of the new year, for me, with you, Nick. Very happy New Year to you.
Evening, Tim and Claire. Happy New Year to both.
Good to have you on. Let's start with front and centre story. It's a horrible story. The Santa Barbara mudslides. More than 15 people have lost their lives, Nick.
Yeah, terrible scenes. There's real frantic searches going on in Santa Barbara community in California. They've now upped that death toll. It's now at least 17 people, but they're also warning that another 17 are still missing. More than 100 homes destroyed, just wiping out this entire community, which in itself is pretty small. Only about 10,000 people live in Santa Barbara, but we've seen scenes of mud, which is waist deep, washing away homes, washing away roads. The big problem is that they had some wildfires in the county just last month. That stripped the hills of all the trees, took away all the soil, and then when the rains came, and there wasn't a huge amount, but when the rains came, there was nowhere soaking up that water, and it just washed through the town. But yeah, some terrible scenes there, and frantic searches still going on to try and find those other missing people.
Can we talk Oprah now, Nick? All week, speculation over whether she might run for president. She's saying not much about it. Lots of people commenting on it. But it's speculation that won't go away, right?
It won't. No, all of this really got kicked off by the Golden Globe. She gave a speech about sexual harassment as part of the Golden Globes awards at the weekend. She sounded very presidential, very polished. And a lot of people then said, well, look, maybe this is her getting in the starting blocks for 2020, which is when the next presidential election would be. She's toyed with the idea in the past. She's been asked about by various interviewers in the past, always said that she wouldn't. But we have this weird situation, I think, in the US these days, that what was once really kind of unthinkable that a TV star could make that leap from television to becoming the president. But of course, Donald Trump has done that without any experience. Obviously, Ronald Reagan, he was the president of the U.S. back in the 80s. He had been an actor for about three decades, but he also spent two terms as the governor of California. But we're now in this situation where we're looking to reality TV stars, big celebrities who are household names, to potentially fill this presidential spot. But also lots of speculation about what on earth, if she were to run and if she were to become president, what she would be called, because she's known really by one name, her first name, Oprah. So would she be President Oprah or President Winfrey, which in itself sounds rather formal. But the Democrats have kind of seized on the possibility of her running because they really do not have a viable candidate 2 years out from the election. They're still bogged down by what happened in 2016 with Hillary Clinton losing. The ghost of her still seems to be dogging the Democrat Party.
Well, I've just seen a poll that's been announced today, a Rasmussen Report poll, that she's got a 10-point lead over Trump already.
Yeah, quite incredible. Already polls about this. I think that's the 48 points to 38 points amongst likely voters saying that she would win over President Trump in 2020. Yeah, unbelievable. Already polls about this, and she hasn't even said she's going to run.
President O has a ring to it. And it fits with the brand, doesn't it? O Magazine and all that stuff as well. So who knows? President Trump, let's talk about him. His yearly annual doctor's checkup happens this weekend, tomorrow, Friday. There's a great deal of interest in this, Nick.
Yeah, it could be an interesting one. We've been waiting to hear what will come as part of this. He was declared famously before the election as one of the healthiest people ever, but his diet suggests otherwise. During the presidential campaign, he was wolfing down burgers and milkshakes. Famously, in a book that came out, he was quoted as saying that there were four major food groups during his campaign, which were McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, pizza, and Diet Coke. And he used to apparently feast on two Big Macs, two fillets of fish, and a milkshake for dinner. Other news saying that he goes to bed at about 6:30 with some hamburgers. He doesn't believe in exercise. He doesn't smoke or drink, which is good news for him. But there are suggestions that this health checkup won't be particularly good news for him when he visits the doctor tomorrow on Friday.
We'll wait to see what happens with that one. Before we let you know, go, Nick, just very quickly, talk to us about the worst movie ever made, which is about to get a national release at cinemas across the US.
That's right. Yeah, this is the movie called The Room, which was written and directed 14 years ago by Tommy Wiseau. It only ended up in a couple of theatres, but then achieved cult status to the point that James Franco, Seth Rogen had just made this film, The Disaster Artist, Franco winning the Golden Globe for Best Actor in a Comedy at the weekend. It has elevated the original movie, The Room, to now being sent around the country to national theatres. Should be seen in about 500 different cinemas, which never happened when it was originally released 14 years ago. But Tommy Wiseau, who directed and starred in this movie, which I haven't seen, but I've seen highlights of, and I have to say, looks terrible, seems very pleased by the prospect of having his movie finally seen right across the US.
Nick Harper is in New York. Text in from Pat the American here. Please have Oprah run, please, because there's zero chance we would vote her in over Trump. That's the thoughts of Pat here in Dubai. I'd say be careful what you wish for, because I think we said something similar just over a year ago, or lots of people did. Anyway, Nick, really good to talk to you.
Thanks very much.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.